And thank God for each one of you who are here. Welcome in the house of God. So let's go on to the scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, verse number 7. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, verse number 7. It's a continuation of the wisdom of God. And it says the second part, because the first part, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. I have already taken that series to explain that scripture, that part of the scripture. And we were on the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory. And in the KJV version, it says the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. All right. So I told you the hidden wisdom, the definition of the hidden wisdom is God's instruction to mankind. So when God wants to make you a statement or give you an instruction, like he told Abraham, leave your tribe, leave your father's house, for I will make of you a great nation. I will make you a father of many nations. That was an instruction that came to an unbeliever who was worshipping idols. And that instruction is the hidden wisdom of God. Like how God told the people of Israel and Joshua that when you destroy Jericho, do not take anything of the accursed things. Destroy everything. Destroy all the people. Destroy all the spoils, all the expensive things. Everything, nothing should be taken from Jericho. So that statement, that instruction that God gave to Israel, it did not come just like that. God took into consideration the protection of his people before making that instruction to his people. Because God knows if they will take off the accursed things from of Jericho, the devil will get a foothold because of the law of the altars. I have already explained that last Friday. To hinder the people and to stop their journey with God. So I told you last time that God's instruction is the hidden wisdom. And God's instruction is not just a mere instruction, but our wisdom, that is revelation and principles given to us to negate the manipulation of the devil against our journey with God. So every statement that God makes, there is a depth in it. There is a hidden wisdom in it that needs to be interpreted. Okay, so I told you God's instruction to mankind is the hidden wisdom. What is the knowledge of God? I told you the knowledge of God is the understanding of the hidden wisdom, because it's not given to everyone to understand and interpret the wisdom. Like Eve had the instruction, had the wisdom, but it was hidden. And the instruction was, do not eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. She thought, it's just a mere instruction. I eat, I don't eat. She did not know the depth of what is going to happen to her if she disobeys that instruction. She did not knew the revelation behind it, that surely death is going to start to manifest. And death is not an instant incident. Death is a process that started to manifest. Any which ways. So most of the believers don't know that if God gives you an instruction, it is a hidden wisdom that is given to you, considering many things of the realms of the spirit and revelations into it, for your security, for your protection, and for your prosperity, and for your progress in the Lord. A man who follows the instructions of God walks in the hidden wisdom of God. And are we understanding? And that's why Apostle Paul says the hidden wisdom of God, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Hallelujah. Okay, are we together on that? So we are going to go into some, I am going to continue on wisdom, and we are going to go. I don't know. We are preaching. I am teaching. Someone is singing. Okay. Any which ways. Let's not get disturbed. Let me leave people whatever they are doing. But let me concentrate on those who are hearing the word. Okay, listen to me. Proverbs. So, what I was saying, wisdom. I am going to continue into the revelations of wisdom. The wisdom, the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world, before our ages, unto our glory. And we are going to continue to look at the benefits of walking in wisdom. Let's look at the benefit. Let's start off light and then go into the depth. Okay? What are the benefits of walking in God's wisdom? The first benefit is length of days with peace. Length of days. That means long life. Not only long life, but with peace. Because many people who have long life, at the end, they become cranky. You will not become cranky at 90. It will be with peace. You will see that 95 years old man, that man does not look like 95. When he speaks, when he behaves, he is in his right mind. He is at peace. That is, okay, hallelujah. Listen to me. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, even Moses, Joshua, these are the guys who tapped into this spirit that I'm talking about. And they had a long life. And even when they were 100 years, 110 years, they did not lose their mind. They had peace. They had the strength of the young, more than the young people. Because they tapped into this spirit being. We will come to that. The spirit called wisdom. Job. He lived to see four generations because he tapped into, he was taken deep into the realms of wisdom. He, whoever taps into wisdom will have a long life with peace. Okay? That is the first benefit. Let me give you scripture. Let's go to Proverbs chapter number 3. Proverbs chapter number 3. Let's first read verse number 1. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands, for length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Okay. Another verse. Proverbs chapter number 3, the same chapter. Verse number 23. Okay, sorry. Proverbs chapter number 3, verse number 15 and 16. Particularly verse number 16. Proverbs 3, verse 16. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand, riches and honor. This is a spirit being which has two hands. I know her because, see, when God speaks about wisdom, he is addressing wisdom as her. As a feminine. I asked permission from the Lord, but the Lord told me they are not prepared to get that revelation. But what I can tell you is, in 2019, when I was seeking the Lord, I had an encounter with a spirit being. And that spirit being had a form of a female. And the spirit being was concerned. That spirit being was using her two hands like this. And something was there in this hand, something was there in this hand. And sure. So my attention did not go to her. My attention were on her hands. She was doing like this. Like this. Like the two hands were like a scales. And she was just putting it up and down, up and down. I said, oh, Lord, what is this? Is this? The Lord said, hold on. Go to Proverbs 3:16, and I read Proverbs 3:16. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand, riches and honor. I encountered wisdom, the spirit of wisdom, in 2019. But I will not go. The Lord told me they are not prepared to go into that revelation, because the Bible says in Isaiah 11. The spirit of the Lord was upon him, the spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, and of the fear of the Lord, the seven spirits of God. And through the seven spirit of God, God exercises his omnipotence over the universe. Because the seven spirit of God are the eyes of God. So at the same time, he is with me in my room. In this country, he is with you. He can look everywhere, operate everywhere by the seven spirit. And one of the spirit is wisdom. And that is an aspect of the Holy Spirit. So I don't have permission to go, but I can only tell you that I encountered that spirit in 2019. And little did I know God was, hallelujah. Listen to me. You might say, Apostle Rahul encountered, that means I don't have all the wisdom, because I will come to that. It will, for me to know all the wisdom of God, I am living on this earth too short. My lifespan is too short to know God fully. It's too short. I am not saying I will die early, but even if I die at 120 years old, that 120 years old for me is too short. Okay? To know the depth of his wisdom. Too short. Even if I read the Bible and fast every day for all the 120 years old, I will never know the depth of the wisdom. So it's not that I encountered the being and I will make a statement. I don't know, because I got a part of the wisdom by reading the book of Job. The problem of Job was, because the three friends of Job came to Job, condemning him. What were their names? Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophnas. I don't remember the third. Something Zoph or something. Okay, the three of the friends were condemning Job. You have sinned. That's why the calamities came on you. You are sick. You have sores on your body. That's why you have sinned. But they themselves did not tap into the wisdom spirit. To know the problem of Job was not because he sinned or did something. The problem of Job was because he started to think that he is the man who acquired all the wisdom. That's why when God came, he said, who is this man that darkens counsel with his words, which are of no knowledge? Were you there when I laid the foundation? Were you there when I did this? Were you there when I measured the line till which the sea wave should come? Were you there when I created this sea being? Were you there? So Job understood that he does not know many things. Hallelujah. Are we understanding that? Okay. I will come to that revelation. But length of days, wisdom, length of days. There is what? Verse number 16, length of days in her right hand and in her left hand, riches and honor. So these are the two things that wisdom will give you when you will walk in that wisdom. These are the two things she will give you. She will give you, these are the two things in her hand. Those are the benefits of wisdom. You read your Bible carefully and you will come to realize that Abraham was rich, but he did not become rich from the riches of other people or of the world. Okay? He became rich by tapping into the spirit being's realm. That is wisdom. Because if I ask you, how should you become rich? We should acquire that property. We should look for the best investment schemes. We should look for the best land and property around New York in the outskirts and best of them. But Abraham was not like that. When it came for the separation from his nephew Lot, he said, you choose the best land. If you go to the right, I will go to the left. His intentions were not like the investment banker. His mindset was not of an investment banker that made him rich. Hallelujah. He knew the spirit he was walking with. He knew what he was tapping in. When it came from the king of Sodom and Gomorrah told, Abraham, you fought the battle for us, take the money. He said, I will not take one penny from you. Because tomorrow you will say, I made Abraham rich. Because I know who will make me rich. It's the spirit of wisdom. Because there is what? In a right hand, there is length of days, and left hand, there is riches and honor. Those are the benefits. So you will realize Abraham became rich and honorable in a mysterious way. He did not apply any marketing strategies in his business, or he was not an investment banker man, or a guy who had a gift of becoming a, you know, because there is a lot of videos that people are making startups. They want to become like Elon Musk. So that was not Abraham. Abraham became rich through the spirit of wisdom. Hallelujah. Are we understanding? Length of days with peace. That is the first benefit. The second benefit I want to tell you is riches and honor. Okay. Length of days with peace. And the second benefit is riches and honor. What verse number 16 is saying. Another verse I want to give you for the second benefit. Verse number 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase. So your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. I am going to take you step by step. It's talking about how to receive the riches that is there in the hands of wisdom. It's how honor the Lord with your position, with the first fruit of all your increase. Now, it's asking you to honor the Lord with your position and first fruit of your increase. So your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow and with new wine. I will come to this because the spirit of wisdom has a location. The spirit of wisdom is there somewhere. And to access her, you got to go there. And when you go there to honor the Lord with your position and with what you have. Are we understanding that? Hallelujah. That happened with Abraham after he built the fourth altar at the terebinth tree of Mamre. After he built the fourth, because the way of Abraham's progress was by way of building up of altars. The fourth altar he built, after that he had a warfare with five kings of five nations because of Lot, and he won the battle, and someone came from somewhere which was not a location on the earth, and his name was Melchizedek. He came and he blessed Abraham, and he blessed the Lord that Abraham worships, and the Bible says he took a tithe and gave it to that spirit being, gave it to that person. He came from the location of wisdom. Hallelujah. Are we understanding? Amen. There is a lot of, I am not going to preach and teach on the revelation of tithes and offering, but I have to cover a bit on it, because many preachers are coming and saying, tithe is an Old Testament thing. You are not obliged to give unto the kingdom of God. New Testament does not mentions about tithe. Tithe is an Old Testament. My dear friend, tithe is not an Old Testament thing. Tithe is a principle of the kingdom that was the hidden wisdom ordained before our world unto our glory. Many people think tithe is for the benefit of ministry. Tithe is not for the benefit of me or for my ministry. Tithe is for the benefit of the one who gives the tithe. Because it's a part of hidden wisdom. Oh God, hallelujah. I will explain you those things. Okay, stay with me. Let's see where we will go tonight by the Spirit of the Lord. So what did I say? Riches and honor is the second benefit, and it says Proverbs 3. Now Proverbs 1 to 8 talks about wisdom. All the 8 chapters talk about wisdom. It's what wisdom is speaking. It's what wisdom is all about and all those things. So wisdom is honor the Lord. You need to give that tithe to the representative where wisdom dwells, because wisdom dwells from where Melchizedek came. I will show you from the scripture. Wisdom has a location. Hallelujah. Amen. If you want, I was fascinated. I was fascinated that people in the US kill the bison and eat the meat. So they shoot the bison. So I was telling Sister Ruth, I want to kill one. I want to shoot one bison. And I want to go in the Old Testament time and try it out. So I will not find the bison in New York. I have to go to a location to find that bison. If I want to take and eat of the bison, that is wisdom. To eat of that wisdom, you need to go to a location. That is a location. And Melchizedek came from that location. We will come to that. That location is in Proverbs. And Melchizedek came from there and collected the tithe. So, and right after that, I am talking from Genesis 14, okay, for your information. I'm talking from Genesis 14, but afterwards you can read your Bible. When Melchizedek collected the tithe, it says they had a communion, because communion is the ceremonial ritual of the place of wisdom. Is a ceremonial ritual of the place of wisdom. And I will tell you, I am not going to take the name of the place, but I will tell you when I come to that revelation. They had communion. So communion did not started in the New Testament. It started with Abraham. So if you want to understand the depth of the New Testament, you need to study the life of Abraham very carefully, because he was the man who operated in the revelations of the New Testament. All right. So they had communion, they had a ceremonial ritual that is done at the place of wisdom. And Melchizedek went away from there. And afterward, this Sodom and Gomorrah kings wanted to offer money. You know, you fire for, and he said, I don't want money, because he knew where his riches will come from. Because he was what? Honoring the Lord with his possession, with the first fruit of his increase. So he expected from that place and not from the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah. Hallelujah. Okay. That is the second benefit, riches and honor. The third benefit is Proverbs chapter number 3, verse number 4. Proverbs chapter number 3, verse number 4. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Favor with God and man is the third benefit of wisdom. If you walk in this hidden wisdom, favor not only with God but also with man. Now what kind of favor? Even if a person is so hating you that the person wants to just kill you, but still the person will favor you, because the wisdom in which you are walking is making him favor you. That is the power of the Spirit. Favor with man. These kings that we read about, like one of the king is the Pharaoh, king of Egypt, during the time of Joseph. The Pharaoh is a stubborn man. He is a very, very rude person. He will never ever give anything to any non-Egyptian. They hate the non-Egyptians, and especially the people from the Canaan region, the wanderers, which were the people of Israel. Who never had an established region, who were just wanderers and who were just moving around here and there, pitching their tent. So Joseph was one of them, and he was in the prison, but the wisdom he was walking in made Pharaoh king of Egypt to give him the position of power. He said everything will be under you. At your word, everything will happen in the land of Egypt. Only the throne will separate you. Rest, all power is yours, Joseph. So how can a wicked king, how can a stubborn, proud king, arrogant king, can favor? It is wisdom in which Joseph is walking, with which Joseph is dealing, making the Pharaoh favor Joseph. Hallelujah. Daniel was not a special man that Nebuchadnezzar used to be afraid of. That Daniel, used to be afraid of Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. He was a wicked king. The Bible says whomever he wants, he would kill. He will behead. Whomever he wants, he will make live. That was his power. But these guys were walking in wisdom that made even the king who can kill them, made that king to favor them. That is the kind of favor. That is the kind of favor wisdom brings. The people who want to kill you by witchcraft, when they meet you, instead of killing you, they will favor you. Egyptians who, hallelujah, who were taking away everything from the people of Israel, were made to favor Israel and give them all the jewelry and gold and treasures when they were going out of Egypt. Favor. Favor with God. Favor with man. Hallelujah. Is the third benefit of the wisdom. The fourth benefit of wisdom is Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. Direction. Direction from God is the fourth benefit. Hallelujah. When you submit to the wisdom of God, every point of your life, you will have direction. You will never lose direction. You will be on the right way. Hallelujah. Are we understanding that? Look at Abraham. Every point, if I have time, I will show you. God used to come to him and talk to him at regular intervals. God used to come to Abraham. Once he came to Abraham and said, after he won the war, he came to Abraham and said, Abraham, I am your exceedingly great reward. Then he came to Abraham and said, Abraham, walk before me and be blameless. So he had word encounters. We'll come to that. He had regular directions in his life. That is what happens when you walk in wisdom. You will know where you are heading towards. You will know where to go. Because your steps will be directed by that Spirit. Hallelujah. Okay. The fifth benefit of wisdom is physical health. Yes, the fifth benefit of wisdom is physical health. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter number 3. It's all in Proverbs. Verse number 7 and 8. Verse number 7 and 8. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. That is one of the principles of wisdom. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Physical strength. And good health is the fifth benefit of wisdom. It says Moses' eyes did not grow dim, neither he fainted, his strength went low, even at the time of when he died. So physical strength, physical health is one of the benefits of wisdom. Hallelujah. So these are the benefits of wisdom. All right. So let's go to the next aspect of wisdom. And the next aspect of wisdom is, write it down. What we want to look at is wisdom. Listen to me. Wisdom is the master craftsman of God's creation. Write it down. What? Wisdom is the master craftsman of God's creation. So when God was creating everything, God's creation, the fishes, the mysterious beasts under the water, the Leviathan and all those things you read about, okay, that was created along with the master craftsman. So God was sitting, and the master craftsman who will make the architectural, and who will make, I don't know, this everything that needs to be created was created by the Spirit called wisdom. He is the master craftsman of God's creation. Let's go to Proverbs chapter number 8. Proverbs chapter number 8, verse number 22 to 31. Okay, for your information, Proverbs chapter number 8 starts off with verse number 1 says, does not wisdom cry out and understanding lift up her voice? She takes her, so wisdom is speaking in the chapter number 8, the cry of wisdom. What is wisdom crying out? We will skip all those things before 22 because maybe we'll come to that afterwards. It's talking about riches and this and rulership and power to kings and all those things. So, but come to verse number 22. This is what wisdom is saying. The spirit of wisdom is saying, what is she saying? She's saying, the Lord possessed me at the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I have been established from everlasting, from the beginning, before there was ever an earth. So she existed before the earth was created. You look, see that? Hallelujah. So she is the master craftsman, wisdom. And it says, where there were no depths, I was brought forth when there was no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills, I was brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth or the fields or the primal dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above, Genesis chapter number 1 she is talking about. Okay, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limit, so that the waters would not transgress his command. Wow. When he marked out the foundation of the earth, then I was where? Beside him. As a master craftsman. As a master craftsman. And I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him. Rejoicing in his inhabited world. And my delight was with the sons of men. Okay, this will speak a lot. So when in Genesis God said, let there be light. When God said, let the night and day be separated. When God said, let a firmament separate the waters below it and separate the waters above it. Now let there be dry land and let the waters be separated. The spirit that was making it happen was wisdom. Are we understanding? The spirit of wisdom was the master craftsman of God's creation. The spirit of wisdom. Are we understanding that? Hallelujah. Stay with me. Stay with me. I'm talking about a spirit which is very ancient, which existed before even the world was made. When there was no world, there was no universe, she existed. And when God decided to form the earth, this is the craftsman who started. God gave her the architectural design as per his word, and she started to manifest the words of God and create. The master craftsman is the spirit of wisdom. Now, when I was on this scripture and asking the Lord, what to do you want me to go at? And the Lord told me, take them to the book of Job. Take them to the book of Job. Now, the book of Job is huge. And there is a lot of content in the book of Job. Let's go to Job. Okay. A lot of content. In the book of Job. The arguments, if you see, the major part of the arguments and the debates that went around was along the lines of revelation, wisdom, and God's creation. Okay, and God's authority. Those were the arguments going in between Job and the three friends. And the three friends' name were, what was the name? Yes, Eliphaz, Bildad, Zophar. They were the three friends on argument with Job. Now, coming back, I want you to look at a word that we read in Proverbs chapter number 8. The words that we just read about the wisdom, which is the master craftsman of God's creation. So, in Proverbs chapter number, look at a verse. Proverbs chapter number 8, verse number 31. Wisdom speaking, what she is saying. She is saying, let's see verse number 30 and 31. It says, then I was beside him as a master craftsman, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him and doing what? Rejoicing in his inhabited world. So the work of wisdom, the area of her assignment was the world now that was inhabited and where she took her delight. My delight was with the sons of men. Hallelujah. Listen to me. So this spirit delights with the sons of men, and this spirit likes to dwell in work. Her area of assignment is the world, is our living space where we are right now. Here is the wisdom spirit. Listen to me. When God starts to give you wisdom, what is wisdom? Instructions. Okay, stay with me. Listen to me very carefully. People of God, are you there until now? Say amen. And let me continue after this. So we are going now into deep. Amen. Amen. Listen to me. Hallelujah. Listen to me. When God starts to give you instructions, you have to celebrate, because it shows that a spirit being is now interested in you. Is interested in you. When you hear the instructions of God, he tells you, my daughter Vetonia, you have to go there and do this. This is my plan for you. When you receive such an instruction from God, and you know God is speaking to you, that means a spirit being is interested in you. And the spirit being has chosen you as a candidate to carry out the business of God with you on the face of the earth. It's an amazing thing if God is instructing you and you are hearing the instructions of God. Hallelujah. Not only about ministry, but if God tells you and comes to you in a dream and tells you, this is the place, this is the house I want you to buy. Go and buy that house. You wake up from the dream. I don't have money. I don't have job. But he says, go and buy. A spirit being is interested with you, to work with you and to carry out the business of God. So the spirit being has admitted you in a training school. That's a serious thing. And this spirit being is an ancient spirit being that is starting to give you some instruction. Wisdom is, hidden wisdom is what? God's instruction. Started to give you instruction that are not based upon your circumstance. Hallelujah. I told you, when wisdom speaks, he will not speak as per your circumstance. Like Abraham, Sarai, they were barren, and here is wisdom speaking to them. You will be a father. In your seed, the nations will be blessed. Wisdom speaks contrary to the earthly circumstance, because wisdom is going to birth something from the realms of where wisdom dwells in your life. But wisdom wants you to obey. So God has started, hallelujah, where I was, which scripture I was. I was in Proverbs 8:31. Yeah. Proverbs 8:31. What was Proverbs 8:31?
Rejoicing
in his inhabited world, and my delight was with the sons of men. Are you understanding? He wants to choose prospects. He is choosing. He wants to work with men. She wants to work with men. Let me adapt to the language of the spirit realms. She, wisdom, she wants to adapt to the with the men, because her delight is to prove that hidden wisdom through the lives of men. Are we understanding that? Okay. So why did I come here? Remember, I came here because I wanted to explain to you about Job, about what happened with Job. What actually happened with Job? Now, this wisdom was already working with Job, but this wisdom wanted to prove her power to Satan through the life of Job. Stay with me. Okay? Through the life of Job. Hallelujah. Now, Job, I have written something. And then let me slowly go into the revelation. Job thought that he knew it all, but God wanted to show him that he is too small and his lifespan is too short for him to know all. That's why God wanted him to bring, God wanted him to bring to a state where he knows what he actually knows and open his understanding to the wisdom that he does not knows. Oh, stay with me, stay with me. Hallelujah. So Job was a man. He said, when I was a young man, the mysteries of God were over my tabernacle, were over my head, and I used to speak his mysteries. So when you will read the book of Job, the book of Job has, I don't know, about 45 chapters or something. So I cannot read it here. But look at what I'm saying while reading the book of Job. Job was showing his satisfaction that he knew it all. And even when the three friends of Job came to him, they were also trying to explain to him, but these guys were not aligning with the wisdom of God. So they were not able to counsel him in the right way. But they were condemning him and they were in the dilemma that, you know, you have sinned somewhere. That's why you are suffering. You need to accept your sin. But it was not about any sin. It was about self-righteousness. And what is self-righteousness? Is self-satisfaction with God and with the wisdom of God. Where a person starts to think that, oh, because I have a lot of money, because God, I have the riches, the honor, both the hands of wisdom, I have the riches and honor. I know it all. I have acquired wisdom. So because God loves that person and wisdom is so much interested in that person, that God and the spirit of wisdom are ready to bring the person into a state where his mindset will be broken. And he will say like Job, I put my hand on my mouth, God. Once I have spoken, I will not speak again. I am sorry. I spoke about things that I did not know. I don't know anything. Hallelujah. So God wanted to break the stagnancy that Job had. Why? Because wisdom delights to prove herself through the sons of men. That's what Proverbs 8:31 is saying. That is one of the reason, that is one of the answer to the question why sufferings and trial comes in a life of a godly man or a woman. Because, hallelujah, because a realm of satisfaction has to be broken to take them into more depth, to teach them what you know is not what all you God has for you. There is something more. There is something more. You are satisfied in what you know. That is what the book of Job is about. That is the reason why Job was taken into a season of trial and suffering. Are we understanding that now? Listen to me. Job thought, Job was rich as per Job himself and as per the people around him. Job was rich. Now, I have seen a mindset, the mindset of flesh. We become happy not because we have the highest amount of money with us. We become happy not because we are the richest man on earth. We become happy because in comparison to my relatives and in comparison to my church members, I have more than them. That brings a sense of satisfaction in me. Hallelujah. Are we understanding now? Hallelujah. When the Bible talks about, for example, this is a classroom. We are all in the classroom. And there is an examination. We have to study and give that examination and prove our knowledge and intelligence through that examination. Okay? And in that examination, the passing marks is 35. And Sister K brings 20 out of 100. Sister Vetonia scores 18 out of 100. Mary scores 25 out of 100. Okay. And all have failed. John scores 15 out of 100. And all of them are below 25 or 20. All of them. And I score 35 out of 100. So the satisfaction I will get. I am intelligent, but I am a fool. But among you, I am intelligent. That is what when the Bible talks in Genesis chapter number 6 about Noah. It says that Noah was righteous as per his generation. It is specific. See the understanding? So there were many weaknesses in Noah, that means. But as per his generation, he was the topper. When he considers himself and compares himself, I am good. I am righteous. Hallelujah. Among, hallelujah. Are we understanding? So Job, as per him, and when he compared his riches, when he compared his life and wisdom, comparing it with his friends, comparing it with the people he knew in his locality, he was the top. But he was a man scoring 35 out of 100 that he did not know. Hallelujah. So for him, for wisdom to make him realize, because wisdom delights with men, wants to prove herself with men. So for wisdom to bring Job to the realization, Satan was used as the candidate, because you read your Bible carefully. It was God who started to ask Satan, where you were? Yeah, to and fro. Did you see my servant Job? So, hallelujah. It was not initiated by Satan. It was initiated by God. Did you see my servant Job? No one is like him. Upright and blameless man. So Satan was thinking, what should I say? Whom should I trick? And God gave him the idea. You can have Job. Take him. And you will say, what? Because God wants to prove the depth of his wisdom through you. Hallelujah. Are we understanding? So what I was saying, Job had servants, Job had property, Job had children, every riches you can name. But when he realized the depth of the wisdom that he did not know and tapped into it when God came to him in the whirlwind, the Bible says Job in the second season had double of what he had earlier. Why? Because the more you tap into the wisdom, the more you get, the more riches and honor. So are we understanding the riches and honor were doubled in the second season of his life? Why? Because he thought, this is the riches and honor. I am the richest person, but God wants to make you more rich, Job. And that will only happen when you realize your state of nothingness before God's wisdom. When you realize that, you will go down, God will lift you up. Oh God, hallelujah. Am I able to teach you something tonight? Hallelujah.
Amen.
God's wisdom was at work. This is the mystery of the hidden wisdom in the life of Job. Okay? Okay. That is how the patriarchs like Abraham, Job, Moses, Joshua, David, these guys were, their richness was not from the wealth, because the devil has a treasury, mind that. And lot of wealth circulated on the face of the earth is the corrupt wealth of the devil. But there is a treasury that is in with wisdom. And these people became rich by that treasury box. Okay, hallelujah. Listen to me. Let's go to Job chapter number 38. Let me show you some things from the Bible. Job chapter number 38. Okay. Then the Lord, verse number 1. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, who is this who darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Now prepare yourself like a man. I will question you and you shall answer me. What are the questions? The questions are, where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? To what were its foundation fastened? Or who laid its cornerstone? When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy? Or who shut in the sea with doors when it burst forth and issued from the womb? When I made the clouds its garment and thick darkness its swaddling band, when I fixed my limit for it and set bars and doors, when I said, this far you may come, but no farther, and here your proud waves must stop. Have you commanded the morning since your days began, and caused the dawn to know its place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth and the wicked be shaken out of it? It takes on form like clay under a seal and stands out like a garment. From the wicked their light is withheld and the upraised arm is broken. Have you entered, Job? Have you entered the springs of the sea? Or have you walked in the search of the depths? Have the gates of death been revealed to you, Job? Or have you seen the doors of the shadow of death? Mind you, brethren, the next time you ask God why, remember what I am teaching you. Because Job was asking, why? God will not answer you. Because you are uttering words, dark counsel, words without knowledge, when you say why. Why? That was Job saying. Why I was born, cursed is the day when my mother gave birth to me, this and that. Why this is happening? I have not sinned. I have not done anything. Why is this happening? I want to question God. When God started to speak, were you there when the wisdom crafted the creation? Do you know all these things, Job? So next time when you ask, how many of you have asked question why? How many? God will not answer. Amen. God is not obliged to answer you. God is not obliged to answer you. Because you are asking things that you don't even know what has been ordained before the world was created. The hidden wisdom. Hallelujah. Job, you don't understand what is happening. You think you know it all. You went to the Bible college, did a 4-year course of divinity, got a degree, and from the time you got a degree, you thought you are a big pastor. You are not. Hallelujah. Okay, that's why the book of Job humbled me. So that's why I told you, even though I had an encounter with wisdom, the spirit of wisdom, I know, don't know it all. I don't, because I was not there. I don't know even what the world is fastened to. I don't know how so many things that are mentioned in 38, 39, 40. I don't know many things. Hallelujah. Amen. Are we understanding that? So I am still on the aspect of revelation of wisdom, where wisdom is the master craftsman. So God is talking about his creation. He is revealing to Job that the wisdom you claim that you know everything about from the spirit of that of wisdom, what do you think about these things? Do you know about these things? So God is revealing in the scripture to Job about the spirit of wisdom as the master craftsman of the creation. Are we understanding? So this and that. And then let me, I don't have time, okay? You can read it. The book of Job will now become interesting to you. You can read it afterwards. Let me jump to Job chapter number 40. Verse number 1. Moreover, the Lord answered Job and said, shall the one who contends with the Almighty correct him? He who rebukes God, let him answer it. Then Job answered the Lord and said, behold, I am vile. What shall I answer you? I lay my hand over my mouth. Once I have spoken, but I will not answer. Yes, twice, but I will proceed no further. Job was taken. he lay his hand on the mouth and said, sorry. Stop it. Lord, I know who I am. I am a vile. I am so. I'm not the rich guy. Of the Bronx state. I was thinking, I am the rich guy of the Bronx state, full of wisdom. I am not, I am a vile now. I know who I am. Okay, so I don't want to speak anything, sorry. But the Lord continued. And then he started to talk about Behemoth and Leviathan and all those things. I'm not going into that, I don't have time. Then Job chapter number 42, let's Jump to Job chapter number 42, verse number 1. Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that you can do everything, and that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you. You asked, who is this who hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore, I have uttered what I did not understand. So your why this, why that, why doesn't it, do you do like this, God? Those things you are uttering with no understanding. What I did not understand, things too wonderful for me, which I did not know. Listen, please, and let me speak. You said, I will question you and you shall answer me. I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes sees you. Therefore, I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. Hallelujah. And so it was after the Lord had spoken the words, these words to Job, that the Lord said to Eliphaz, the Temanite, my wrath is... Okay, let's skip all those things. Okay, then it says, the Lord, verse number 10, and the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends. Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Then let's skip to verse number 16. After this, Job lived 140 years and saw his children and grandchildren for four generations. So Job died old and full of days. The benefits of wisdom. The benefits of wisdom. Do we see that? It, people, see, the thing you have, there has to be a balanced teaching of the doctrines of God. There is one extreme where it says, if you are in Christ, you cannot suffer, you will not fall sick. Job fell sick, but he fell sick because of the revelation of wisdom that was supposed to come upon him. Are we understanding that? But yet, the way he's ended was full of health, full of days, the way he completed his course. Are we understanding that? Wisdom gives health. That does not mean in any season of your life, you will not fall sick. Like Job fell sick. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Because that is the prosperity preaching which makes you confess, oh, you, if you are sick, you have a demon. There are explanations from wisdom of God to whatever people go through and whatever seasons they go through. The benefit of wisdom, because Job tapped into, the more you tap into the wisdom, the more you are destroyed, your ego is destroyed, your pride is destroyed, and more you humble before God, you will tap into the wisdom, and the more riches you will receive, the more health you will receive. That is the benefits of wisdom. Hallelujah. Are we understanding until now? Okay. So let's go quickly into the next deeper revelation of wisdom. The next revelation of wisdom is the location of wisdom, where it is found and how to find it. The location of what? Of wisdom, where it is found and how to find it. Proverbs chapter number 8. The verse we stopped upon, verse number 31. We will read from verse number 32 to look at how to receive this wisdom. Proverbs chapter number 8, verse number 32 to 36. Now therefore listen to me, my children, wisdom speaking. After she says, my delight was with the sons of men, in I rejoice in the inhabited world, in verse 31. Verse 32 says, now therefore listen to me, my children, for blessed are those who keep my ways, your instruction, and be wise. I told you what is hidden wisdom. It's instruction. So your instruction, and be wise, and do not disdain it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, how you should listen to me, watching daily at my gates and waiting at the door posts of my door. So wisdom is inside a house that has gates, that has doors. Verse number 35. For whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. But he who sins against me wrongs his soul, own soul. All those who hate me love death. Okay. Hallelujah. Before, oh, hallelujah. Wisdom is sitting there. inside a place which is guarded by the doors and the gates. And she is saying, the one who waits at the doors, seeking me, will seek me, will find me, will seek life. Okay? Hallelujah. Now, coming back, let me again come back a little bit to the life of Job, to the life of Job. Now, what the intention of the devil is to make a person do things against the rules of wisdom. What does wisdom hates? Wisdom hates the one, the soul which sins against wisdom. And all those who hate me love death. That is what the devil wanted Job to do. It wanted Job to perform some things which will make him lose the spirit of wisdom. What are the things that wisdom hates? What are the things? Oh God, hallelujah. What are the things that wisdom hates? Proverbs chapter number 8, verse number 12 and 13. Proverbs chapter number 8, verse number 12 and 13. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge and discretion. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance and the evil way and the perverse mouth I hate. These are the things, pride, arrogance, evil, perverse mouth. Okay, that is one thing. And the next one in is the seven things the Lord hates. Do you know about that? Proverbs chapter number 6, verse number 16 to 19. The six things the Lord hates, yes, seven are an abomination to him: a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. So that these are the things wisdom hates. If you perform any of those things, wisdom will leave you. And that is what the devil was interested to make Job do. Hallelujah. Are we understanding? To make him proud, to make him bitter. That is what some of the things that wisdom hates. Are we understanding? So that is the revelation of the testing and the trials that come in the life of a godly man. Where is that? It's not demotion, but it's a season of elevation when such kind of things come upon a godly man. And the godly man has to guard himself, that he has to not grieve the spirit of wisdom that has brought him thus far. Okay, hallelujah. So what I'm saying, there are things that wisdom hates. Now let's come back to Proverbs 8. Let's come back to Proverbs 8 and verse number 34. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates and waiting at the post of my door. What is where? Which door? It's there in Proverbs chapter number 9. Proverbs chapter number 9, verse number 1 onwards. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn out her seven pillars. She has slaughtered her meat. She has mixed her wine. She has also furnished her table. She has sent out her maidens. She cries out from the highest place of the city. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. As for him who lacks understanding, she says to him, come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. Forsake foolishness and live, and go in the way of understanding. Do you know which location is that? That is the location inside the tabernacle of the Lord, where she has built her house and she has hewn out seven pillars. It's talking about the seven lampstand, the pillars that give light. It's talking about the table that is there in the holy place. It's talking about the bread and the wine and the meat, the meat of the sacrifices that is brought at the table of the Lord. So hallelujah, I don't have to explain much, because I have taken. So wisdom is found at the altar of God. That is the location of wisdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, oh God, so listen to me. Wisdom is found at the altar of God, in the tabernacle, in the presence of God. That is the location of wisdom. That is the location of wisdom. So do you now understand what I was speaking was not stories. It was from the scripture when I said Melchizedek came from there. Melchizedek came from the place of wisdom, because that wisdom was making Abraham expand. So he came, he received the tithe, and he went back to where wisdom is. This is the place of wisdom, at the altar of God, at the tabernacle of God. And she is inviting people to, oh God, to drink of the wine and to eat of the bread. All right, all right, all right. Now, the location of wisdom is the altar of God, the presence of God, to eat from the table and to drink. And you know, I have been teaching about the altars. And why I'm teaching? Because wisdom is taking part of the altar, eating from the altar. That is the wisdom of God. Okay? Hallelujah. Okay, listen to me. This, now, I want to teach you something. Your journey has to be led by God's instruction. That means the way you will progress towards your God-ordained destiny is by building and accessing those places where wisdom is found, and that is an altar. And that altar will initiate you into the encounters of wisdom. When I say encounters of wisdom, I want to give it a simple name: encounters of God's word, because of which you will be able to move ahead. You know why I am? Why? Listen to me. When I started off with God, my desire was to be like an evangelist. I wanted to preach the gospel, the ABC of gospel, and bring people to Christ. That was my desire. But the wisdom that was ordained before the foundation of the world was laid was for me to be a teacher of mysteries. That is my core ministry. I did not know that. I came to that realization in 2019. I told you I encountered the spirit of wisdom. From that point until 2022, I had a lot of word encounters, because I came to know how to access wisdom is by going and building altars. So when I started to build altars in the secret place, I would have encounters that slowly and subtly, in the course of the year from 2018 until now, that started to reveal my destiny. So I came to do this ministry in 2022. You know why I started the ministry? Because wisdom encountered me through the place of wisdom, through an altar. She encountered me, and she explained to me. Listen to me. In 2018, a prophet took me to another senior prophet. And I went to that prophet. And they were speaking, and I was a very junior man. So I kept quiet. 2 hours they were speaking. I was a junior man, so I kept quiet. 2 hours I was just sitting like that, like a stone on the sofa, listening. So after 2 hours, that senior man of God got up and came to me. I knew he came for prayer. So I knelt down and he laid his hand on me. And he told me, God has chosen you for a miracle ministry and this and that and this and that. When you sing, you have a anointing to praise and worship also. When you sing, there will be healing, there will be miracle. But he came and told me something that got into my spirit. And he told me, your ministry will start off from the mountain. You will go to a mountain and open a school, a Bible school. He told me that. He also did not know what I thought. I will go to the mountainous region of, because I used to see a lot of mountains. I'm climbing the mountains in those early days. So I thought I will go to Himachal Pradesh. Those are mountainous region, the Himalayas of India or Nepal or somewhere, and go there in the wilderness and become the John the Baptist. I thought like that. So, but in 2022, okay. But I was supposed to have wisdom encounters for me to understand the utterance that the man brought to me. So that came into my spirit, but I never, 1 year went by, I was never able to interpret it. So I left it like that. I left it like that. So after a few years, the altar I built, the wisdom encountered me. And what wisdom showed me that I am there on the ground, like Elijah putting his head in between his thighs and praying. And I saw multitudes from all the nations surrounding me. And I was just on the ground. I was not even preaching there. I was on the ground and they were just standing like this, looking at me. Then wisdom told me the place where you are, the place where you are, so nations will come to that place. So I thought, mountain, me on the ground, nothing is related. What is this? So I started to seek the Lord more. I wanted the wisdom to encounter me. Okay. In by 2022, so anyhow, we started off this ministry and I don't know, people, representatives from nations came here. And just after I started this ministry, just after that, I went again to the secret place in the hotel room to build an altar unto the Lord. So I was praying, closed my room. The second day, I went to the wash basin to wash my face. When I went to the wash basin to wash my face, the Lord came and told me, Rahul, do you remember what my servant told you? Which servant? What servant? I don't remember 3 years back. But there was the spirit of wisdom there speaking. And she told me. Awesome. He is talking about that senior pastor. And when the wisdom spoke, I came to realization, he's talking about the mountain thing, the opening of the Bible school. And the Lord told me, what you are doing now is the top of the spiritual mountain where you are training my army. This is the purpose that I revealed to you. And he went. That's all. He went. And then wisdom started to, hallelujah. Wisdom is more precious than gold, silver, or any precious stone. You have to seek her. You have to seek her. You have to seek her with hunger and thirst. Otherwise, you will not find the destiny of your life. Okay. Let me teach you. Now, till now, this is revealed. Then I started to go again to build the altar. Go in the secret place. Seek the Lord. I don't remember. By the end or the start of 2023 or by the end of 2022, I went on a 5-day building of the altar. So I went to fast and all the 5 days, I used to, whenever I go, I have dreams, I have demons coming, I fighting with demons. Nothing happened, nothing, no dreams, nothing. The only thing that happened is God asking me to sit on the table, read the Bible, what you understand, write. So I said, what is wrong? Is the realms closed? Is there something wrong with me? So all the 4 days, I was reading the Bible and writing revelation. Until now, I thought I will operate in miracle, healing, crusade, and soon God will send me out and this and that and this and that. And I was writing here, but reading the Bible. On the fourth day, I was writing my Bible. I was reading my Bible. I for 3 hours I was on the chair writing. So I got tired. My body was aching. So I got off of the chair to go to wash my face. So I got up off the chair. When I was on my way from here to there, just here to there, in between, the mantle came. The Lord came. And you know what the Lord told me? You will be the greatest Bible teacher on the face of the earth. And he went. That's it. Oh God, wisdom. He told me, you will be the greatest Bible. I had no plans. I was doing my work. A spirit being came and told me something. So it's his job to fulfill it. That is how men prevail on the strength of wisdom, because it is something that they did not desire. It came from there. And from the time I had that encounter, I got an immense grace to interpret scripture after that. When I look at my sermons before 2022 and after 2022, there is an immense grace to interpret scripture, because wisdom of that unction encountered me and gave me the gift to explain the Bible. Oh, oh God. Are we understanding now? Are we understanding how to move with God? How?
Wow.
That is how you move with God. People who are busy in ministry, stop there. You need to search for wisdom. Those are word encounters. That is what Abraham started to do. As soon as the father Terah, the demonic man, was the father. I don't want to go there. The Terah died. That was a demonic man, the high priest of the he was a kind of a priest of the Chaldeans. He was leading the journey. He died. And Genesis 12 starts off with, the Lord had spoken to Abraham. There was a word given to Abraham when he was young, not when he was 75. So wisdom chose Abraham as a prospect to do business with. The spirit being started to show interest in Abraham. So after Abraham started the journey, I don't have time. I'm teaching you word encounters. Abraham went out, and at Shechem, he built an altar. And there at the Shechem altar, there was a voice, but the voice did not give clear instruction, because Shechem was a place, and the tree where around where he built the altar was a place where skeletons and demonic occultic objects were buried. So he built an altar, but the location was not right. So there, like what happened to me, some instructions came, but it was not clear. And the instruction was, the wisdom was, I have given this place and the land to the descendants, but nothing else. How to interpret? Then from Shechem, he went to Bethel, built an altar. And the Bible says at Bethel, he called upon the name of the Lord. So Bethel was the altar where he had to stop and wait. But he did not wait, because there he called the name upon the Lord. That means the Spirit of God started to give him utterance for prayer. The Spirit of God was at work at the Bethel altar. But there he waited. There was a famine. He went down to Egypt. He sinned in Egypt, you know, whatever. And there, from there, he took... From Egypt, you know what happened? He told this Sarah is my sister, and Pharaoh took off Sarah, and all those things happened there. And the Bible says when he came out of Egypt, he acquired male and female servants and cattle and all those things. And those were the things that he brought from Egypt. Was one of them was Hagar, through whom Ishmael came. So the time a man gets diverted from the way of seeking wisdom to a way of the wisdom of the world, the devil sows a seed that will later manifest as a Ishmael, as a thing that God did not produce in his life or in her life. He came back to Bethel, and at Bethel, the orchestration of the separation from Lot was manifested, and Lot separated. And when the Bible says Lot separated, Genesis chapter number 13, I think, Genesis 12, 13. When Lot separated, the Lord came to him at the altar of Bethel and told him, look to the northward, to the southward, to the eastward, to the westward. All the land that you see, I have given to you. Walk in the length and the breadth of the land, for I have given this to you and to your descendants. That was another wisdom encounter. From the archives of the Spirit of Wisdom given to, now released to Abraham. Now Abraham moved from that place and then went to Hebron and built an altar at the terebinth tree of Mamre. Afterwards, you can read the Bible. Okay? Terebinth tree of Mamre, and built an altar. That was the third altar he built. And the significance of that altar was he built that altar under the anointing of God. The other altars he built, he was not. But this altar he built under the influence of the wisdom anointing of God. He built that altar. That is the altar where the three angels came. Terebinth tree of Mamre. Three angels came and told Sarai, about next time, about this, next year, about this time, you shall have Isaac. That is the altars and the wisdom are connected, because the altar of God is the location of wisdom. Hallelujah. Are we understanding that? The same mountain. Now, this altar was not built by Moses, the place where God encountered Moses in a burning bush. I don't have time to tell you why it was not an altar. And oh God, listen to me. I have seen some preachers, false prophets coming and teaching this nonsense doctrine that Moses, you need to have spiritual father, and Moses had a spiritual father by the name Jethro. Jethro was a heathen priest. He was not the spiritual father of Moses. So stop preaching that nonsense to promote your pharaohship, your spiritual fatherhood thing. Okay, listen to me. There was a delay in the plan of God's wisdom. There was a delay because Israel was supposed to get out at 400 years as per the promise given by Abraham at his fifth altar, but it was around 430 years. There was a delay. That delay signifies that Moses was too busy in his own business. He had left his confidence that he will be used by God. So when a person does not build an altar to connect to the sounds of heaven, the altar of God itself comes down to earth because of the urgency. Hallelujah. And that's why when God came in a burning bush, he did not say, Moses, I was waiting for you because you were waiting for me. Come and hug me. But the voice of God through the fire said, this is a holy place. Take off your sandals and then enter. That means Moses did not knew head or tail about altars at that time when God encountered him at Horeb. And you say he was trained by Jethro. If he was trained by Jethro, he would know how to enter the holy place. Are we understanding? Listen to me. Why I'm saying that? That was the place. That was the place that became the place, the altar of word encounter. Because the time they came out of Egypt, it was mountain of Sinai, technically the same mountain where God met Moses earlier. And now Moses was a man of wisdom. He knew how to, he started to interact with the wisdom. So your life is based upon how much you can seek wisdom. And your life will be directed as per the word encounters. Sometimes you went on a fast as directed by God, 7 days. You went, God, nothing came on. But after you ended the fast, after 1 week, it happened. When I was driving the car, the mantle of God came. And I started to cry because God started to release to me the measure of wisdom again. So that is how I came. I go ahead in life. So what I desired to be when I started off with God, those desires are killed now. Because I know only I have to be directed by the wisdom of God. Are we understanding now? When God starts to give you instructions, believe me or not, that the spirit being called wisdom is interested in you and has chosen you as a candidate to carry out God's business on earth. He is interested in you. He is interested. He delights when you come to him, when you seek him more than precious stones and rubies and silver, more than the wealth of the world. When you start to the place of wisdom, location of wisdom is the altar of God. Hallelujah. She wants to break bread, break the meat, and prepare wine and give it to you to eat and drink. Let me end here. I thought I will cover it, but let me end here. Because there is a counterfeit spirit of wisdom. And the counterfeit spirit of wisdom is called a seducing spirit and a clamorous woman who also has a house. Okay. Read someone Proverbs 9 verse 13 and let's park it for the next meeting. That is the counterfeit wisdom spirit. Read, Sister Mary, you can read Proverbs 9 verse 13 to 18. And we will end there for you to be excited about the next meeting. Just touch, we will touch base on that. Proverbs 9, 13 to 18. Yes. You are on mute.
Okay, you said 13?
Yes, 13 to 18.
A foolish woman is clamorous. She is simple and knows nothing. For she sits at the door of her house, in a seat by the highest places of the city, to call to those who pass by, who go straight on their way. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. And as for him who lacks understanding, she says to him, stolen water is sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he does not know that the dead are there, that her guests are in the depths of hell.
That is the counterfeit spirit and the counterfeit house, copying wisdom. And if you compare Proverbs 9, 1 to 6 and Proverbs 9, 13 to 18, the two houses of different kind of wisdom, both are doing similar things. She is also sitting at the door of her house, calling out people to come, but eat what? Not to eat meat and wine, to eat stolen water and to eat bread in the secret. There is a revelation to it. The counterfeit spirit of wisdom. And that counterfeit spirit of wisdom is a clamorous woman in the realms of the spirit. And the other name I can give for that woman is a seducing spirit that counterfeits the real wisdom and brings people under in her house. That house is not a house. That house is a prison cell. Is a prison cell. Most of so-called prophetesses, women who call themselves prophetesses, are operating in that spirit, and most men are also operating in that woman clamorous spirit. So that is the counterfeit house of wisdom, which is not the real wisdom. So let me end there. I will take it on next meeting. Hallelujah. But let us seek God. Thank you, Father. Let us pray. Thank you, Father, for this time. Hallelujah. Rose kaya raban se terebe. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, I want to thank you for this time. Rogo rogo shabati araba. God is speaking you things, but you need to accept it by faith. Maybe he's speaking to you. You will be, wisdom spoke to you. But the current situation is, no one is listening to you. Don't look at the situation. Follow that wisdom. There it's a destination where you are supposed to reach, that wisdom released to you. And then now you have to go to the place. What did wisdom say? Those who wait at my doorpost and at my gates, those are the people who will find me, who will seek life. And those who sin against me, sin against their own soul, and they invite death in their life. So seek wisdom. I am telling you, even as you are growing in age, grow in wisdom. Grow in the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. I ask you that this word that you have released tonight will open the understanding of people. Because many people are in the flesh, Lord. They are just moving around in the flesh, seeking to do things, wanting to do things, and actually doing things which are not in the archives of your wisdom. Oh Lord, I pray that they will seek what you want from them, and they will seek your will in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Razokoto Yorobo. Shambrabara. It says, Proverbs 3:13, happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding. For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, and her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Let them have an encounter with the spirit of wisdom in the name of Jesus. Let them have an encounter with your voice, with your word. Lord, there are people at different stages. Some of them have never ever encountered wisdom in all their Christian life. Let them be initiated into that realm of wisdom, that they will walk in that wisdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, make them wise, Lord. Lord, let them not be foolish, Lord, doing things that they don't want, that you don't want to them to do, Lord. Maybe, and those things are marked under the categories of emotionalism, under the flesh, at soulish attachments. These are the things and areas where people are doing things which are not in the archives of your wisdom. Bring them out of the flesh and their emotional and soulish attachments, and let them do what wisdom instructs them to do. For wisdom, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. And if we know something was ordained by you for our glory, why don't we tap into that? Why don't we start seeking that? The Bible does not say the hidden wealth or money or car or this and that and family and a beautiful wife or husband that he ordained. No, it says he ordained for your glory wisdom that is hidden. Hallelujah. So stop searching and seeking and pleasing other things and start to seek for wisdom. Start to seek for her, because she says that if anyone seeks me by waiting on me, truly, they will find me in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Lord, raise up this people. Raise up your people, Lord, as an army, Lord, in this time and season. In Jesus' name, I cover all of us, all the families, with the blood of Jesus Christ. And in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.